ours to protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Le Mans with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Initially and in recent years, being green or organic or into nature and the environment was somehow ridiculed and made seem to be a bit quirky. We've been fascinated by our attendance at farm shows last year in particular,
yes,
by the positive response we've had from the public and,
yep,
and farmers included. It's very clear we're all on the same journey together and, you know, the days of them versus us,
yep,
are over.
The Irish landscape is world famous for its distinctive green patchwork quilt look. However, our native hedgerows we have to thank for this are under threat due to modern agricultural practices. Hedgerows Ireland is an activist group that was established following the invasive removal of hedgerows on the Limerick to Waterford railway line. I travelled to Tipperary to speak to Michael Hickey on his farm, alongside founding member Alan Moore, to discuss the work of the group and what hedgerows mean for our natural environment. I began by asking Alan how the group began.
We began about 4 years ago, a small group of local people in the Tipperary area. And we started the group because we were actually responding to the removal of large amounts of hedgerow along the railway between Limerick Junction and Waterford. But as we were getting involved in this issue, we discovered that hedgerows are not very well recognised for the many values that they provide. So we then changed into a national organisation, and our remit really is all aspects of hedgerow welfare, from promotion and education, but also incentivization, because we are very clear that good quality hedgerows need to be properly paid for. So we're continuing to work and to negotiate with all the relevant stakeholders about better payments for good quality hedgerows.
Michael, what inspired you to embrace your hedgerow? So many farmers wouldn't have anything even remotely like
this.
Yeah.
I suppose, I don't know. Look, I lived in Australia for about 10 years and it seemed to me that the land was so bare, and in places where there was cover, the land was completely different. And I saw that all through Asia as well, you know. So when I came back here, this farm had been derelict for 20 years, so it was already on the way. So all I had to do was just manage it. And I think it is beginning to be realised now that our hedgerows in Ireland are a huge sink for carbon. Massive, you know, we have
680,000 kilometers of hedgerow.
Of hedgerow, which is phenomenal when you think about it. 680,000 kilometers of hedgerow, and a lot of it is in very poor condition.
And what's being discovered is that a slight change in the way that we manage hedgerows could have a massive impact on the values, particularly in terms of carbon sequestration, but also for biodiversity.
You allow the flowers to grow, the fruit to set, so the birds, a lot of people unfortunately cut their hedges in the autumn, which is the worst possible time to cut them, because all of our birds are dependent on the fruit that those hedgerows produce, the haws, exactly, all the different berries, and to cut them.
What would be the traditional management of hedgerows?
That's
like
exactly
historically
what
with Ireland,
it would be. Yeah,
autumn.
They would cut them in autumn.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, because of our weather, a lot of farmers tend to try and cut them early-ish. So they're cutting them from September. They're allowed to cut them from September. But September through to Christmas is actually the best time for hedgerows to feed our biodiversity.
But I think we realise that contractors who do the majority of the cutting have to get through their workload throughout the season from September on, which is again why if there was a management regime for every farm's hedges and some were left to grow on for, you know, alternate years, that would provide a larder for the birds and feeding creatures that need the fruit. And
What does a hedgerow do for wildlife?
Provides home, food. It's their everything. You know, I mean, if you look to your right now, down along here, you're seeing a fully grown hedgerow that hasn't been cut for 70 years.
My goodness.
Now, people talk about management. Management is not that difficult. If you go on a farm and you can see the fence posts, it indicates that hedgerow is being managed. Otherwise, they'd be grown out. So what I use here is I use a very small hedge cutter and on the back of the tractor, and I just lop it over the fence and run along. The cows will keep the level of the hedgerow up. So I'll show you here in a field here. But we allow the hedgerow to grow on fully. It doesn't. It provides shade for the cows. It provides a home for just about everything. We have here on the farm, we have about 80 acres in this block of land, and we'd have just about every land bird, except unfortunately the wet weather birds, the waders and so forth, because they're all unfortunately gone. We had snipe here, we had curlew, we had skylarks. They're all gone in my lifetime, which is really unfortunate.
But having said that, Michael, two-thirds of our native birds in this country either nest or feed or both in hedgerows.
In hedgerows.
So
and they need the height.
Result.
You know, a lot of people think that they have a hedgerow that a metre and a half high or so, and all the birds can nest in that, which is unfortunate because it's not true, because a lot of birds need to be higher. And a lot of animals need height and so forth. So, you know, when you have the whole story, it provides a different story.
Why do you think some people cut them? Do you know, because you see ridiculous things
in a lot
happening.
Of cases, I think it's habit. And I think also they think in terms of value for their money. It's a fashion as well. People kind of like this idea of square. And I don't know whether that's inherited from a former time or what it is. But it's not really necessary, because if you look, if we walk along and I show you the different bushes, each bush has a different shape. And if it's allowed to grow on, so hawthorn has a particular kind of way of growing that's particular to that bush. And it's quite beautiful. So in a field like this, you have massive shelter. You see the cattle down there now?
Oh, yeah.
They're underneath the shelter. So they're not under any stress whatsoever from a hot day like this. So that's perfect for them.
What would be the most common species for hedgerows in Ireland? Is it always
hawthorn.
A combination?
Hawthorn. And these are the most beautiful trees, bushes, because you have these magnificent white flowers in May. And all over the country at the moment, people are looking at magnificent hawthorn bushes.
And Michael, your hedgerows would include not only hawthorn, but a great mixture.
Great mixture, of holly
and spindle and hazel.
And hazel, yes, the whole lot.
So I think the key is a mixture. And then all the values we've discussed in terms of biodiversity and carbon and so forth are much greater with a mixed species hedgerow.
Whether we like it or not, as humans, we live in a finite universe or finite world. And we share the planet with animals and birds. And they're part of what we do. And until we kind of understand that and give them their place, we're always fighting against the environment that we live in.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.